Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty, the executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during May. We've come to that time of year when daylight lingers fairly late into the evening hours. During most of May, the sun doesn't set until nearly 8 o'clock, so it's not really dark until well after dinner time. And after telling you to dress warmly these past few months, I've changed my tune. Yep, the season's first wave of insects have arrived, and it's time again to dig up the bug spray. You can also ward off most of these annoying critters by wearing lightweight, long-sleeved clothing. Since new moon falls on May 5th, the evening stars won't have to compete with bright moonlight during the first part of the month. That goes for planets too, and there are three easy ones in view right now. Let's start with Mercury, which this month makes its best showing in the evening sky all year. To see it, you'll need to find a spot with a clear sight line to the west. Keep an eye on where the sun goes down along the horizon. About a half hour later, scan the area that's above that sunset point by roughly the width of your fist at arm's length. You're looking for a star-like point of light. If you don't see it right away, wait another 10 minutes or so. Like the tricky Roman messenger and the liquid metal of the same name, Mercury is elusive and slippery. It sinks from view barely an hour later. You'll have your best chance to spot Mercury from May 5th to about the 20th, and on May 6th, look for a razor-thin crescent moon lingering nearby. For planet number 2, once the stars pop into view, look higher up and a bit to the left of that sunset point. You should see a horizontal row of three medium bright stars. Together they span the width of your fist at arm's length. In the middle is Pollux, and to its right is Castor. These mark the heads of the twins of Gemini. The twins' bodies extend downward from there. The third head on the left is Mars, and it's nearing the end of a long-running appearance in the evening sky that began late last year. The row of three is really obvious in early May, but as the days go by, Mars remains roughly in the same place at a particular time, while the twins sink slowly toward the horizon. On the 22nd and 23rd, watch Mars drift through a loose cluster of stars called the Beehive, which to your eye looks like a soft glow in the sky. So I've got three things to point out about Mars, Pollux, and Castor. First, which one looks brightest to you, and which is dimmest? The answer is, it depends. Pollux, the middleman, is a little brighter than Castor. On May 1st, Mars is a near match for Pollux in brightness, but by month's end, it'll have faded to the brightness of Castor. Why so? During May, the red planet slips 24 million miles farther from Earth as the two planets round the Sun. Speaking of red planet, the second thing to notice is that Mars is tinged with peachy color due to the rusty rocks on its surface. Look hard, and you might also notice that Pollux is a touch redder than Castor. And finally, remember that even though all three look similar, Mars is not a star. It shines by reflected sunlight, and its midday temperature is only near 0 degrees Fahrenheit. By contrast, stars shine because they're so hot. Pollux is about 9,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and Castor is much hotter, closer to 16,000 degrees. Finding the third planet is a snap. Shift your gaze farther to the upper left. Do you see what looks like a bright pair of unusually close together stars? The brighter one is the planet Saturn. Next to it is Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation Leo, the Lion. The evening skies of May don't feature any slam-dunk constellations like Big Beefy Orion, which has sunk from view in the west. But there is one star pattern that just about everyone knows, the Big Dipper. To find it, all you have to do is look up, way up. You should see the Big Dipper looming over you with its curved handle bent upward and its four-sided bowl apparently overturned as if dumping soup into some imaginary pot. Even though it's so well known, the Big Dipper isn't truly a constellation. It's what astronomers call an asterism, which is simply any group of stars that make a pattern. The Dipper is part of a larger constellation, called Ursa Major, the Big Bear. Right now, this woolly beast is on its back, with the stars and the Dipper's handle serving as the bear's tail, the bowl marking its back, and its head off to the left. I think of the Big Dipper as the Swiss Army knife of the sky, because it helps me find so many other key springtime stars. For starters, find the two stars at the left end, forming one side of the bowl. Sky watchers call these the pointer stars, and here's why. Draw an imaginary line through the pointers and follow that line downward by the width of three fists. You'll come to a moderately bright star. That's Polaris, the North Star. You can use this little trick anytime you want. Just remember that those two stars point to Polaris. Now go back to the pointers in the Big Dipper. Follow that line through them in the opposite direction, and four or five fists later you'll reach Regulus and, for now, Saturn. So now you can point to Polaris and leap to Leo. Follow the curve formed by the Dipper's handle up through overhead until you reach a very bright star about three fists away from the end. That's Arcturus, the spring sky's brightest star. Can you detect its ginger ale color? Now follow that same curved line past Arcturus until you come to a rather bright, icy white star named Spica in the southeastern sky. Congratulations! You now know how to arc to Arcturus and spike to Spica. One more thing. Saturday, May 10th, is Astronomy Day. It's a worldwide stargazing celebration, and there's a good chance that an astronomy club near you will be holding special events and star parties to help you get better acquainted with the night sky. To find a club near you, go to skyandtelescope.com and look on the left for the link to clubs. That's it for this month. Until June, I wish you clear skies.